There are many contemporary svarim that suggest that when a person has his mezuzahs checked, he should keep track, at least to a certain degree, of which mezuzahs come from which doorways. What would be the reason for this? So there's a concept not to be morid mikedusha. So for example, Shulchan Aruch writes that if you have elements of the Torah, of the tefillin shel rosh, kashios, batim, mitzuos, it would be improper to use them for a tefillin shel yad. Even getting past the technicalities, the fact that the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are not made exactly the same way, but getting past those technicalities, which can be overcome, it would be a problem because the tefillin shel rosh is a higher level of kedusha than tefillin shel yad. So you wouldn't want to take the same object and bring it down slightly in kedusha. So those are right. The same thing when it comes to mezuzah, there are all different types of doorways that we have. Some doorways are chayiv midaraisa in mezuzah, and some are chayiv midrabanan, and some are questionable. There's different opinions if they're chayiv. Some it's just a chumrah to put mezuzahs on. So to take a mezuzah that was on a doorway that was chayiv, definitely in the midst of tzitzis, or chayiv midaraisa mezuzah, or chayiv midaraisa in the midst of mezuzah, and then to put it on a doorway which is not necessarily even chayiv, so that would be an element of lahorid mikedusha. So therefore it would be advisable to keep track of which mezuzah you took from which place, and then not to mix and match, or at least not to mix and match from a doorway which is definitely chayiv to a doorway which is not definitely chayiv. So it's an opportunity to just run through for a moment or two some of the different elements of this discussion. What are some doorways that are not definitely chayiv, or there are different opinions about when it comes to mezuzah? One interesting discussion is the following. Shulchan Aruch mentions two opinions as to whether a doorway is chayiv if it doesn't have a door, if it's just a doorway without an actual door. So Shulchan Aruch says, chayiv mezuzah, yesh omrim, that you're potter. So the Shach there writes, we should try to be choshesh for both shittas. You should certainly put up a mezuzah there, but it would be advisable, if you're going to put up a door, to put up the door first. Or if not, so then put it up without a bracha, and or make a bracha on a different mezuzah that you're putting up on a different doorway. If you then put up a door afterwards, so like we have over here in the back of the basement, there's a doorway with a mezuzah, and you can see they're going to put a door there, but the door is not there. So the mezuzah is on. So what if they then put on the doors? So Shach is worried about tassav lo menasu. You should take the mezuzah down and put it back up without a bracha. So that would be a discussion. So to take a mezuzah that was on a doorway with a door and put it on a doorway without a door, so that would be perhaps not advisable due to this question of horada mikedusha. Similarly, the Shulchan Aruch writes that a doorway is only chayiv mezuzah if it has two mezuzahs and a mashkof, doorways on both sides. In other words, whatever you call that, post on both sides and the mashkof on top. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Shach quotes opinions that even if it only has a mashkof on the right side, you would still put up a mezuzah. So I think many are machmir for this idea that if there's, depending on different people's layouts in their house, sometimes you have on one side there's just a wall, on the other side there's a post. So if it's on the right side, you'd put up a mezuzah without a bracha. That would again be a case where it's questionable if there really is a chiv mezuzah. Mezuzah is only required on a room which is 4x4 amos. But there's different questions as to how do you measure those 4x4 amos? Is it total square area, or does each dimension have to actually be 4 amos? So that would be another case where there could be some gray area in terms of hilchos mezuzah. In all these cases, we'll put up a mezuzah without a bracha. But the issue of horada mikidush would be relevant. There's an opinion as well that there's no chiyuv mezuzah on a bedroom that's shared by husband and wife. We don't hold that way la'alacha. But that would be another element, another situation where perhaps the idea of horada mikedusha would be relevant. Similarly, storage rooms. This is a general point. The machsan, which is not part of a person's house, is chayiv in mezuzah. Some people are not aware of this, and you should put up a mezuzah there. There is a question: how often do you have to actually go there in order for it to? Would that play a role? Let's say you only show up there once a year to get something, get whatever. So there is room to discuss whether there be a chayiv mezuzah in such a case. A mezuzah should be put up. But once again, that would be another situation where there is a possibility of different opinions about this issue, and therefore the Horada Mikedusha question would be relevant as well. Have a wonderful day, great Shabbos. If people could put up chairs, that would be much appreciated.